Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Mr. Mike Pintek, noon to 3. And in between, we've got Marty Griffin. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. 8:38 KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's hard to believe it has been 4 months and a couple of days since Hurricane Irma struck Puerto Rico and devastated that island territory of the United States. And that is part of the United States, let us not forget.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is our afternoon host, Robert Mangino, who broadcast live for Puerto Rico yesterday. We'll do the same today on the move. And Robert, interested to hear more of what we heard yesterday about current conditions and what the need is down there in Puerto Rico.
The need is ongoing. It's going to be, from the assessment made by some of the executive team here from Brothers Brother and in contact with local organizations, it's going to go on for months, if not years. There's an interesting aspect that's taking place. There are portions of the city where you would go and you would think it's just a typical Caribbean city. The freeways are busy. There are some traffic jams, so it's great news that people are going to work and have places to go. But the reality still is that 45% of the island doesn't have power. There's water to most people, almost everyone, but there's still a boil water advisory that is in place. They're still desperately in need for the basic necessities of life. Imagine this. Cities with populations of 25, 30, 35,000 people, the whole city, no power, none at all. So when the sun goes down, it's pitch blackness. One of the gentlemen that I had a chance to interview yesterday, he's one of the executives at the company that we're doing the show from. It's a pharmaceutical company that what they've done is kind of taken the pedal, the foot off the pedal in making money, and then slammed the other pedal in doing charity work. So they completely converted their warehouses and facilities to then be distribution points. Remarkable. And the executive that I talked to yesterday, he hasn't had power for 115 days at his own home. He's a victim. He, his wife, and his two daughters, but he is still preeminently concerned every day with what can I do to help my fellow Puerto Ricans who have it worse off than me. And I hear that so many times. Everybody who has something, what little they have.
You still with us, Robert?
I am.
Okay.
What little they have, they say they care more about others who have less.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is helping spearhead the effort to get electricity turned back on. And mm-hmm. a lot of those efforts are being directed from a center here in Pittsburgh. And I was talking to the Army Corps a couple of days ago, and one of the main things they've been doing is just trying to get temporary electricity into critical need facilities like hospitals and places mm-hmm. where people are being taken care of so that they don't have patients dying because there's no electricity. But when you're saying 45% of the state or Puerto Rico still doesn't have electricity, it just makes you wonder, wait a minute, why not?
It is frustrating. Let me say this. I do have to say this. I have seen convoys of trucks, power line trucks, that have gone out on the freeways. I have seen tractor trailers, the flatbeds, that are hauling power poles. So the work is being done. It's an aspect of how bad the devastation was in the first place. That's really what it's about here. There was a point to where they were, before they were getting the poles, and even to some extent now where they don't have enough poles, they're working with what they have. They're trying to remanufacture and reassemble old power poles to be temporary until the more permanent ones are able to come. They have a generation concern where the power plants aren't fully functioning. And then they have a distribution concern on top of that. And because the entire island was impacted this time, because they've had other hurricanes where part of the island has been hit, kind of skipped over, and then the rest of the island is able to help their fellow Puerto Ricans. But it wiped out the entire place. There isn't a portion of the island that has not been impacted. In fact, where we're staying in San Juan, there's a row of hotels, very fancy, prestigious names, that are completely closed down. They can't function. Windows blown out, plywood all over the place. So you have pockets like where I'm right now, just outside of Presbyterian Hospital, cell phone service. People are active and doing their thing, and then you go a couple of blocks and you see the devastation of a building that's been collapsed, and nobody's been able to have time to be able to go there and begin that process because there are so many other emergency needs that need to be addressed right now.
We're with Robert Mangino live in Puerto Rico, our afternoon host. So, Robert, the need is great. You've demonstrated that and detailed it. What can Pittsburghers do?
Well,
no, we just lost him.
Well, he's there with Brothers Brothers, so certainly contributions to Brothers Brothers continues as a possible way to funnel some help there, and then Roseanne's efforts as well. And Robert has detailed this many opportunities through his social media as well. Also, he put his full interview with the mayor. And Robert, your full interview with the mayor of San Juan is available on a podcast, right?
It is. And I'm sorry about the drop.
No problem.
We're dealing with the impact of the hurricane. But, yeah, the entire 25 minutes of the mayor is available online. Back to the issue of Pittsburgh. We're here because Brothers Brother has done so much, because the people of Pittsburgh have done so much. Luke Hinkson speaks regularly about the generosity of Pittsburgh, from the Pirates organization, institutions, all the way down to individuals, people who have given of their hearts, of their supplies, of their dollars. And now it's just a recognition that there's still a need. So for those who are able to do something, Brothers Brother is doing amazing work, fantastic connections with some of the top organizations here. So you can have complete confidence that if you decide that you want to give, it's going where it needs to go.
Robert Mangino, live in Puerto Rico. Check it out today with more to come as he travels to Roberto Clemente's hometown. And 3 to 7 on your way home today, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Robert, great work. Safe travels today, my friend.
Thank you very much, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.